This is the Conway and Carolla Show.
I'll be high as a kite. We'll see how it goes.
With special babbling sidekick, Danny Bonaducci.
Really?
And an occasional appearance by Tom Likas.
Yes.
And also Frosty, Adi, or Frank.
Really?
Maybe even John and Jeff, if they're here early.
Finland?
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And welcome everybody. It is Friday. The week is over. And everybody is starting to lose the edge. And whatever you do, is whether it's pills, you smoke weed, you inject yourself with, I don't know, you're doing cocaine orally or whatever orifice you're sticking that thing, that cocaine in. Whatever you're doing, it is time to lose the edge. Unless you're driving, of course. We should say that. Please wait till you get home and then hit it. But some people decide you're going to smoke a little joint on the way home, or perhaps do a little coke on the way home. And I used to judge people for that, but now do whatever you do. Just try to be safe. There you go. All right, Adam Carolla is calling up. And I saw his movie last night, The Hammer. My wife went out to a Blockbuster and rented that movie with Dora the Explorer. And I said, well, let's watch Hammer. Dora the Explorer, not enough stimulation there for me. But I saw The Hammer last night, and it is everything that Carolla says it is. It is a great effing movie. I sat there and watched it with my wife, and we're both laughing out loud, and my wife was actually in tears part of the time because she was laughing so hard. So if you get an opportunity to see The Hammer, it's out on DVD right now. Either rent it or, hell, buy it. Because if you rent it, like 5, 6, 10, 20, 30, maybe 1,000 other people touched it, and God only knows what's on that disc. So if you buy it, buy a fresh one. It may save your life. All right, folks, the star of The Hammer, ladies and gentlemen, Adam Carolla. How are you, sir?
Hear me. How are
you? Yeah, dude, I saw the movie last night.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
I'm so glad you liked it.
I tell you, the opening scene of the movie when you guys are, you know, with the construction, workers is hysterical. And and also the I won't tell any of the jokes here, but when you have to use an alternative coffee filter is hysterical.
Yeah, I researched that a little bit. I tried it at home, and I realized it would work in a pinch. And as far as the construction scene went, I won't step on too many of the jokes either. But it did happen to me once where I used to work with a bunch of born-again gangbangers installing closets.
Right.
And these guys were super poor, and their wives would just make up a big pot of something and then send them to work with 15 or 20 corn tortillas, and that's what we'd eat for lunch.
Right.
And they'd always spot me a couple. And I said to the guy once, it was in the movie, but I'll just give away the joke, but I said... So what the hell kind of meat is this? He said, that's not meat, it's cactus. I said, cactus? Where the hell do you buy cactus? And he literally, just slowly, this part wasn't in the movie, but we were in Burbank. We worked by the airport in Burbank,
right,
in the smoggy, filthy, disgusting Burbank Hills. And when I said to him, where do you buy cactus? He just slowly pointed up toward the mountain. Not only am I eating cactus, I'm eating cactus that is, covered in jet fuel.
Right. And animal feces.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Your wife won up. And by the way, I can't get my wife to do a load of laundry. You sent your wife up to the Burbank Hills with a machete to harvest cactus? That's a woman there. Could you imagine that cell at the Conway or Carolla household?
Right.
Hey, gonna need. I know it's 113 degrees, but I'm going to need you to get out a burlap sack, a machete, and you better use the 3-ply gloves.
And take the kids with you, too.
Take the kids with you, because I'm hungry. I got a hankering for some cacti.
Yeah, it does seem if you're going to buy cactus, though, it would naturally be more expensive than beef because it's just so hard to grow. It grows like an inch every, 4 years.
Yeah, I don't know, but I swear I was walking my dog up the street and saw a guy You can guess the nationality. Lopping off some cactus up in the hills,
right.
And you know, there's that part of you that wants to ask him what he's doing, and then there's that other part of you that does the keep on walking.
Right.
You know, just stare at your feet and say peas and carrots over and over again in your head as you just keep walking. And I didn't get the feeling he was a gardener. He was a consumer. Well, ironically, by the way, the people that eat the most cactus, not a vegetarian in the bunch.
Right. And it actually turns out that the Burbank Hills it's just like a big buffet for some nationalities.
It's a very good point.
And it's cheap, and so why not do it? The problem is getting used to the cactus, though.
The thing about cactus is it's sort of tofu-y in that if you soak it in something long enough, it will take the flavor and the shape on of whatever it's soaked in. So if you can take enough cactus and soak it in enough chicken or beef broth, eventually it'll just become, but it has no grain to it, you know
right.
what I mean? That's the problem with tofu. It's like particle board versus clear dug fur.
Right.
Particle board, just a bunch of sawdust that's bound together, whereas the wood has a grain to it. I like the grain of beef. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
I like to pull strips off. I like to gnaw and jerky. You know when you get that stringy pot roast?
Oh, yeah.
The grain. I like
yeah.
that.
No, it's terrific. But you know what? You have to ask these guys who are, you know, going out and getting the cactus and then preparing it at home. You know, it's a lot of work. And, I mean, you don't have to drive more than a block in Los Angeles to find a place that's going to give you two hot, fresh tacos for 99 cents.
I passed the Jack in the Box on the way to work the other morning, and I saw that sign, 99 cents for two tacos. And I thought, when I was in high school, I swear there were $1.29 for two. I mean, or at least the same price.
Right. Yeah, they've come down a little.
Were we being gouged?
You know, I think what it was is, you know, back then they weren't, you know, a Coke was like, you know, 50 cents. Now they've jacked up the price of a Coke, and that's where the profit margin is.
But so everyone listening, seriously, just dig this concept. When houses in the valley were $65,000 a pop,
right.
And gas was 71 cents a gallon, you could get two tacos at Jack in the Box for 99 cents. Now those houses are 1.2 million,
right.
Gas is $5.50 a gallon, and those tacos are still 99 cents?
I had some the other day, and you know, you always sort of gauge where you are in life when you make the decision to go for four instead of two,
right.
Or six instead of four. You make that leap, and then there's no turning back.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, there's no, I'll finish this taco tomorrow. That taco will go from the best tasting food on the planet to you can't physically consume it. Like
yeah.
a raccoon would not eat the half-eaten part out of a dumpster 5 hours from now.
Yeah, there is a timer on that food.
There is. That is a time bomb. That's no taco, Timmy. That is a time bomb, and it's ticking.
You know,
and the second it gets under, like, 110 degrees Celsius,
right.
Well, that's it.
Well,
it's
you know,
no good anymore.
Yeah, the taco is a strange meal because, you know, there's, like, when you have a hamburger and you throw the condiments on it, you know, the condiments, you know, don't have to be like the right temperature. You know, the,
right.
the lettuce can be, you know, sort of the same temperature. But in a taco, you want the meat hot, the lettuce and the cheese cold, and that combination can only last for about 25 seconds.
Unlike its Italian cousin, the pizza, which is good when it's congealed and cold, left out, room temperature, left in the car overnight. There's not much you can do to a pizza.
Right.
Those two tacos, that's like Cinderella's chariot. They turn into pumpkins at the stroke of midnight. The white Arabians turn into field mice. The dream is over. As a matter of fact, it's like there should be a rule that you can't take those out unless you can prove to me you live within a quarter mile of the Jack in the Box.
Yeah, right. Who takes them home?
I need to see some ID. Let's see. What do we have here? 4281 Houston. That's sorry, no can do.
You're going to be eating them here. You know what I do? This is how sick I am, and how great that I think Jack in the Box tacos are, and how fresh I like them. That I'll go through the Jack in the Box, order two and a Coke, and then I'll get back in line, knowing that I'm going to like two more. But I want them hot, so I get back in line to go around again to get two more. Now, you always have to put on, like, the sunglasses or maybe change your shirt so the guy in the window doesn't think you're a lunatic.
I could see. I was just thinking about my policy when I'm managing the Jack in the Box over on La Brea over there.
Right.
You can't, you know, you need to live within a half mile of this Jack in the Box. Part, you know, there'll be a two-part policy. One is I can recommend a Jack in the Box that's closer to your house. The other is I will let you eat them in the parking lot of this Jack in the Box. But I could see a situation where the guy said, yeah, I'll do that, and started to pull over and then took off, in which case I would yell into the mic, we got a runner! And you see a specially outfitted Jeep come flying out from the back parking lot.
We got a runner. You know, I love Jack in the Box, but there's another fast food chain out there that I won't mention because I'm not sure if they're an advertiser or not. I don't want to offend them. But I get sick every time I eat there. Every time I eat there, I basically have to eat that food while sitting on a toilet somewhere.
Why do you continue to go there?
That's a great question. My wife asked me that today because I went there today. But I think that we continue to do things that are so stupid because we never learn. Like, have you ever taken a full, like a 48-ounce Coke that sat in your car, right?
Right.
And it's over. The ice is melted. It's the next day. And you're going to go throw that thing away.
Right.
And you go throw it in a trash can. And you know if you drop it in the can, it's going to pop. The juice, the Coke is going to pop up and get all over your shirt.
Right.
Yet you do it every time. You throw the thing in there. It pops up. It gets on your shirt. And you go, God damn it. I knew that was going to happen. And yet I still did it.
Yeah, it is. There are a handful of things you know are going to happen before they happen, and you do them anyway. a lot of things to do with coffee.
Right.
Like a lot of, I'll take the commuter cup, I'll pinch it in between my elbow and my fourth rib so I can lock the door without setting my sunglasses down, and lo and behold, the coffee's all over the side of the white shirt.
Right.
You didn't see this one coming?
Well, it's like, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've woken up in Vegas on a Sunday at around noon, completely hungover and down about 3 or 4 grand.
Right.
And yet I still am excited about going to Vegas and doing that. You know, when you sign, like, I don't know how often you go to Vegas, but when you sign one of those comp checks.
I'm going to Vegas Sunday.
Oh, you are?
By the way, so.
When you sign one of those, credit card comp checks, a yellow slip, and you have to have a thumbprint and they ID you and all that stuff, then they give you $1,000. The night when they give you that receipt, it's like floating in the air like a feather. The next morning, you have to have two bellhops with you, try to drag that out of your pocket. It's like 700 pounds the next morning. You don't want to look at it and see what the number is on it.
It's funny. If it was a movie, you would know how it would end. Maybe that should just be a nice rule of thumb for everybody in every activity.
Right.
Like when I'm taking the coffee and I'm shoving it underneath my ribs, or you're getting the floater over in Vegas. If you stopped it right there and this was a movie, we know how it would end, right?
Right, exactly.
There's no way you're getting through this without losing it. There's no way I'm getting out the door without dumping the coffee all over me.
Right.
If everyone just approached their, you know, if everyone just, like, approached their life that way, like, you know, you're camping, you're drunk, some guy comes by with an ATV, you yell, let me try that thing. He says, here, put on a helmet.
Right.
You're in flip-flops and cutoffs, and you yell, don't worry about it, I'm an expert. Now, if you stop right there and it was a movie, you would know how it would end, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, maybe you just treat life that way.
That's so great. Yeah. But you know what we do is we don't believe it's going to end that way. You know, we always believe that it's going to be the first time that, I'm not going to get sick at this fast food place. And then all of a sudden you're doing 90 miles an hour down Burbank trying to get home.
I was thinking, though, about fast food and, there's a Taco Bell on every corner. Why go up and harvest a cactus when for 99 cents you can get three bean burritos at Taco
Right.
Bell?
Like, yeah.
I mean, is food is essentially free now, is it not?
I feel bad ordering. Like, if I just go through Jack in the Box and I say, I'll have two tacos, and the guy goes, all right, $1.07. I feel bad.
You feel bad when you're like, yeah, give me eight tacos and two breakfast jacks, two apple pies, and a large Diet Coke. And the guy's like, that'll be $2.11. You hand him $5. He's giving me a big white. You hand him $5 and he slides an attaché case filled with hundreds back at you and then gives you 9 bags of food. Way too much. Your car's leaning to the passenger side because you set it on the seat. Like, right. I always feel bad. Like, I just tell the guy, keep the $5. Like, I've just bought enough fast food for the entire crew working on my house right now, and it was $4.21. Like, just keep the $5.
Right, exactly.
And by the way, if anyone should have a tip jar, it's the guy at the fast food place working the window, right?
Right, but he doesn't have one. The only place where they don't have them.
Right, like the two places you should have them that they don't are the guy working the fast food window and then the guy at the Home Depot who's climbing up on that A-frame ladder with the wheels on it to go get you the barbecue that's on the third shelf. The guy's literally risking his life to get you the barbecue up on the top shelf, or the guy, you know, you tell him you need 400 feet of anchor chain, and he's pulling it out and measuring it. That guy doesn't get a 5 spot, but the guy who, you know, smears a little something on a bagel gets $5.
He
over
scores.
Starbucks.
All right, Adam Carolla is with us. Speaking of these big hardware stores, I was with my daughter a couple weeks ago. And I had to go get, we have an inset light above our kitchen sink that's square. It's unusual. They don't make them anymore.
Yeah, I know exactly. It's flush mount with the ceiling.
Yeah.
It's like 8 inches. It's square. It's got that piece of frosted glass on it.
Exactly. It's exactly right. So I go to get one at one of these big hardware stores, and I check the lighting department. I don't see it. So I ask a guy in the lighting department. He doesn't know what I'm talking about. So I ask another guy, and he doesn't know what I'm talking about. And then I finally ask a third guy. I went over to the carpeting department to find a third guy. And I say, I told him what I was looking for, this inset light cover over the sink. It's square, about 8 inches. And he says to me, did you check lighting? And I said to my daughter, who's standing next to me, I said, hey, Sophia, did we check lighting? And she goes, yeah, we checked lighting. I said, oh, okay. Well, she knew we checked lighting already.
Right.
Yeah, we checked lighting. There's nobody in lighting who knows. You know, but on the commercial, the guy is like, you know, super contractor.
Well, on the commercial, it's always the same guy. It's like a white guy, little salt and pepper in the hair, new grandpa. he's technically grandfather, but the kid's only 9 months old. Right. And he loves to help.
Right.
The reality is you go down to the Home Depot in Hollywood there. First off, I would love to play this game. I'd love to play a game called What Country Do You Think You're In? Where I take people from around the world, I take them to the Home Depot in Hollywood, the one that's open 24/7 over off of like Sunset and Western.
Right.
I just take them right in the middle of the plumbing department. I spin them around 3 times, and I take their blindfold off. Let's just say 1 a.m. on a Thursday night, and I go, quick, what country are you in? I think we'd have a hell of a hit on our hands.
You know, I go to that Home Depot a lot. It's just off the 101 freeway right off of Sunset. And it's no longer open 24 hours, and I'll tell you why. Because the homeless would come in and sleep on the chaise lounges, the summer outdoor furniture.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It turned into a hotel.
You know you've arrived as a city when there's barbed wire around the freeway signs, and you have the homeless sleeping at the Home Depot.
Right.
By the way, it's fairly close to Homeless Depot if you think about it. Like, you go over there and go, I'm going to get some couple plumbing fittings and some electrical conduit and a couple hobos. You need anything? It would be funny to actually purchase some hobos.
The Homeless Depot.
The Homeless Depot. Sweetie, did you get those compact fluorescents? No, I picked up some bums, though. Where are they? I think they're raping the kids upstairs. I got to check. No, actually, one of them's drinking Sterno out in the back.
Oh, yeah.
The homeless depot. Yeah, that. But here's the thing about that we can't complain about as consumers. If you want 100 coarse thread bugle head, 3.5-inch drywall screws, and the 3-pound pack for 75 cents, you're not going to have a journeyman carpenter on hand there to point you the right direction.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
The stuff is practically free. Thus, they pay everyone $6 an hour.
Right.
Thus, nobody knows what the F's going on.
You know, I went to one of these big hardware stores, and I had to change the pressure regulator on my house because I live fairly close to the 101 in the mountains out there, and they really pressure that water to try to get it over the hill for the rest of Los Angeles. They put a lot of pressure in them.
Mm-hmm.
So I go through a regulator about every 3 years, and I want to change it myself, partially because I thought I could, and secondarily I don't want to pay guy $200 to do something I can do.
Tim, remember if this was a movie?
Huh? Yeah, right. So I go to one of these big hardware stores, and they have no idea what I'm even talking about, a pressure regulator.
Sure.
So I go to Larry and Joe's out in the valley. You ever been to those guys?
No. I thought I've been to everywhere.
Yeah, Van Owen and, Reseda. They got two shops out there. And the guy says, all right, I'll tell you what to do. He goes, here's how you do it. And he showed me how to do it and everything. He goes, screw it. He goes, where do you live? And I said, about a mile from here. He goes, I'll come and show you how to do it. And the guy gets in his truck, follows me down there, and shows me how to do it.
Wow.
You don't get that at these big stores.
No, you don't. But again, if you want two tacos for 99 cents, you're not going to have Wolfgang Puck behind the counter.
Right, exactly.
And if you want, ten pounds of bolts for 50 cents, you're not going to have Pops Larson standing back there with his bifocals telling you the difference between coarse thread and fine thread.
Right, exactly.
That's the way it is. Everyone wants everything cheap, but there's no more experts anymore.
Right.
We don't want to go to the mom and pop place and pay the extra 15%.
Right. All right, Adam Carolla is with us, folks. Can you stay with us, or are you busy tonight?
Yeah, I'll do another.
All right, man. All right, go buy the movie, The Hammer. I looked at the reviews on Amazon, and there's 46 reviews on Amazon.com. 43 of them gave it a 5-star rating, and 3 gave it a 4-star rating, and that was it. You didn't get a 3, a 2, or a 1-star at all. And I saw it last night. You'll laugh out loud at this movie, and I guarantee you it'll be one of the best movies you've seen of the year.
And you can enjoy it with your wife as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, and it really is hysterical. I love the scene where you keep shutting that alarm clock off. It's hysterical.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'd like to have seen that going for another 8 hours.
We are in the top 50 of bestsellers at Amazon, and we're in the we're like number 11 or 12 in best-selling comedies on Amazon.
Right.
But if your fine listeners go to Amazon and they pick up a copy of The Hammer, we can hop ahead of Fool's Gold.
Okay.
That's my goal. My goal is to get ahead of Fool's Gold. That's all I want. So if everyone listening hops on Amazon.com, punches in The Hammer, we can leapfrog Fool's Gold and get into the top 25.
Yeah, get to Amazon.com and look up The Hammer. It's THEHAMMER for guys who went to LAUSD. All right, Adam Carolla's with us. Hold on 1 second. We'll talk more with Adam. 520-9710, if you'd like to chime in. 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Go out and buy The Hammer. It's Adam Carolla's movie, and Carolla's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
This is the Conway and Carolla Show on 97.1 SoCal Studley FM Talk Station.